This is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Walk, Talk, Listen. Everybody, this is another episode of the podcast Walk, Talk, Listen, and as always, I'm delighted with today's guest, Joshua, who will introduce herself. But before I ask her to introduce herself, I would like to explain to you that this episode is the first episode of a special series that we are doing live from New York during the Commission on the Status of Women. And yeah, we have never done it. And so I'm excited and looking forward to talking with a lot of people that are this week in New York participating in, what insiders would call the CSW 68. So welcome, Joshua. Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joshua Torat. I come from India. I've been working with the grassroots communities with the women for the last 24 years, and I'm also a member of the World Council of Churches Ecumenical Diaconia Reference Group. So I'm very happy to be here today with you.
Yeah, and it's great having you. And is this the first time that you're attending at the CSW, or you have been here several times?
This is my second time physically participating in New York, but I have been online participating because of the COVID some years
ago. Sure. And what do you hope, you know, will happen this week or these 2 weeks?
I hope the world leaders will listen to the voice and the demands of women leaders, women who are working at the community level, so that collectively we will be able to shape this world as a better place. We see a lot of war, conflict. We see women have no space. There's violence against women. There's poverty. I hope this would be a space, and this year will be very critical in shaping the world towards a better direction.
And some people say, you know, one of the reasons that this is an important year because there are so many elections going on in the world today. Is there also an important election going on in your country?
Definitely. This is a very crucial election for India. And we hope this is a do or die situation for Indians especially, because we are looking forward for a government which would really be very caring about the community, especially to the women. We feel women need to be engaged in every decision-making level in the country, and women should have the rights, and especially sexual and reproductive rights, which we feel because of so many reasons, it's being stifled. So I feel this is very important from the point of view of women, as well as a country. We feel we need a country which will take the whole country together. We are a country with diversity, lot of religion, lot of caste groups, lot of communities, lot of languages, a lot of diversity. How do we as a country work together? We cannot have discrimination. So we look forward this, the government which will come in, will love everyone. Because there's a lot of hate speech currently. So I look forward that we will get a government, and it's important. Many women leaders are elected. Because I feel if there are women leaders in the country, and there is a very different course the country will take. That's my hope for the election this time.
And, you know, if we go back to investments that you know, need to happen, especially, you know, to strengthen the position of women within your country. What would you lift up then? What needs to happen? I heard you say, you know, especially around reproductive health, etc. What else is there?
I have two, three key areas which I would look for investment. One is investing in the leadership of women from grassroots from grassroots to the top. And second thing is, I also feel with regard to climate justice, we need a lot of financing in terms of engaging, investing in green technology, mm-hmm. green livelihood, green jobs. I think that's one of the key thing which I look for in terms of investment. And women should get chunk of this investment so that they are able to have a lot of production which is related to like green energy and so on and so forth.
Okay. And so I understand that the elections that are coming in your country are very important. Why are you coming here in New York? Why is that important?
Yeah, it's very important because the voice of the women at the community mm-hmm. needs to be heard at this level. And whatever here, what is discussed, and the document, the concluding document, or the direction which in New York, what we are talking, is very critical, which affects my country and my women. So I feel I need to contribute here. And this is also a space where thousands of women who are coming together, you know, our energy mm-hmm. collide. We discuss, we share, we learn, we contribute. We are able to, you know, support each other. We are in solidarity for each other. I feel this is a place where, you know, you're energized, you go mm-hmm. back, and then you come back with your issues here. So, you know, you're able to kind of refill yourself. This is a very important space, according to me. Also, it is important that women need to take charge right now. That's one of the key thing I feel. Women's leadership around the globe in every country, it is very important. We need women leading things, whether in the faith space or in the country leadership, whether in business or whether in UN spaces. It's so very important because I think so many years men or the macho masculinity has led the world and we know where we are. So I very strongly feel it's important. This very important time in history. And right now there are a lot of wars going around. So it is so very important that, and climate crisis is speaking. So it's important that we need to really change the direction of how things are going on in the world. We cannot have business as usual, I think.
And what I've heard so far, and this is only day one of 2 weeks of meetings and conversations, is that the role of youth in advancing gender equality is also important. How is that in your community or in your country?
It's so very important. I will totally agree with you. Intergenerational is so very important. Mm. And we need to ensure that a lot of young leaders are emerging every time. If you see across the globe, in organizations, in institutions, in countries, the leadership is mostly about 70, 60, most of the countries. And I feel young people have the drive and they know the know-how of how to take things. Mm-hmm. And they are more for a world which is more open, more inclusive, more diverse. They are not very limited, like I think how the world leadership thinks. I think so. It's very important. We need to have young people, and for today's issues, today's problem, and it is their world. Like many times, I hear my daughter tell me, mm-hmm. "Like you, senior people have spoiled the world." Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to give them the time to kind of, you know, build and make young people shape the world.
Are you hopeful or are you worried about?
Actually, I'm a very hopeful person. Mm-hmm. I'm very positive, despite all what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think hope is the only thing which we can hold on. And that will be the only thing which will give us the energy to continue to work with all the backlashes, what is happening around. So I'm very hopeful.
Great. I always encourage to hear people that still see hope despite many challenges that we're facing in the world. Joshua, my listeners know that music is very important to me, so I always have questions about music as well. If I ask you to come up with a piece of music or a song that inspires you or reflects your journey in gender equality or gender equity, which song or piece of music would that be? And why?
Yeah, I always was moved by this song. Mm-hmm. Until all are fed, I cry out. Mm. So I feel end of the day, everybody need to have a very basic need of, you know, food, shelter, and clothing. Mm-hmm. if that is available for everyone, that would be the day when all the whole world has arrived, justice has arrived. Today we see majority of them, of the women, are in poverty. And UNCSW 68 theme is also to, you know, accelerate the progress to reduce poverty. Mm-hmm. I feel that song always moves me because it makes me very emotional. In the world, which has so much of wealth, so much of knowledge, so much of capacity, we can send rockets, we can make nuclear weapons, but we have not come up with a solution. We can distribute food for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody could have enough. We still have people living in so vulnerable situation. 25% and more of the population, the globe, is living less than $1, $2 a day. So these are things which really disturbs me. Why? There is serious injustice, serious inequality. Sometimes I ask myself, is there any political will at all to do this? And most of the governments are investing in weapons and ammunitions where they are supposed to invest in people, in women, in children, for their food, their education, their health. So this song always keeps me that all of us have to continue to, until all are fed, we cry out, till the last person. We cannot leave out anyone. The 2030 SDG goals also talks about leave no one behind. So no means not a single one. All means all. So this is how I see it. What is the difficulty if we have to do it? We can. We have plenty of resource, money, wealth in this world. But it's not directed in the right way.
That's great, Josje. You know, what I hope we'll be able to accomplish through this podcast is to really connect people. And you know, maybe when some people listen to you, they say, oh, I don't agree with everything she says, but they might be hearing something that where they do agree with you. And I think focusing on that, because, you know, even with people that may be a different part of the equation, you know, a dialogue is very important, and ultimately, because when you start talking with each other, maybe you can start doing things together that you were not expecting when you were focusing on the things that you disagree with each other. So one of the questions that I have is to connect people with each other is questions for the next guest. So I don't have a question for you from a previous guest, because you're the first guest of this special series. But what would be a question for my next guest? What would you ask my next guest?
I would ask, can we see everyone as one family? Why do we see some people as others? And based on that, we discriminate and we keep them away. And they are not able to have the rights and opportunities which others could have. Especially women, people of color, people who migrate, all fall under the category. We don't see them as our own. Why? How that difference happens?
Great. Okay. I think that's a beautiful question. Now, conversations with my guests always go fast, but, you know, this week it is especially going fast because we try to do them, you know, faster and shorter than usual for 15, 20 minutes. I have a couple of what I call rapid fire questions. So you're only allowed to, you know, answer short, right? The short answers. So are you ready for the rapid fire?
Yes.
If I ask you in one word, what do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality globally?
Men.
Yes or no? Can technology significantly accelerate gender equality?
Yes.
Who is one person that has significantly influenced your approach to gender equality?
My mother.
What's one book you recommend everyone reads to understand gender equality better?
Feminism for Everybody, Passionate Politics by Bell Hooks. Okay.
In three words, how do you envision the future of gender equality?
Let's make it.
Okay, let's make it. If you could change one thing about the world today to advance gender equality, what would it be?
Have women as leaders across countries.
Okay. Last question. What message would you send to your future self 5 years from now regarding your work in gender equality?
Transformative masculinity is something very important for me, which I'm working. A lot of organizing, a lot of even with young men. Their mindset change is very important. So if we can change together many men to support, to be allies in the gender justice work, that would be the best way to change, to transform, to have a transformative gender justice work happening around the globe.
Okay, great. Before we conclude, rapid question, questions. Is there any rapid fire question you would like to go back to? To highlight or explain more.
Yeah, the first question.
Mm-hmm. The first question was about one word. What do you think is the biggest barrier to gender equality globally? You said men.
Yes, I want to expand it further. Mm-hmm. It's not that I love men. It's not that we hate. Feminists are always seen as we hate men. But the thing is, we are looking forward for the time where men will step aside and provide opportunity for women to lead. Because women have a lot of feminine thing in them. Or we want feminist men leaders who are able to see things from the feminist eye so that they are able to take everybody along, be inclusive, be diverse, have justice, have inclusion as their priority. Then we will have a world, a better world. We don't want macho masculinity ruling the world. Because of that, we are going towards a destructive path. Most of the countries are losing the democratic values. We have violence. We have war. We have conflict increasing. We have so much of greed for wealth, which is making the planet Earth to be destroyed. All this could be, as a mother, nature, we see, if a man could see the world as something to be shaped, to be for everyone, to be cared, then yes, of course, they will not be a barrier. They would be also part of the solution. But otherwise, today I see it is the biggest barrier for women or for the world to move forward because, so much of violence and destruction is emerging.
Okay. I would like to thank you so much for today's conversation. Is there anything I should have asked that I did not ask in this 15, 20 minutes that we are together?
I want to tell how as men see this entire CES, Commission on the Status of Women process, and how do men see the suffering of the world?
That's your question.
That's my question.
Okay. And we let us ask us that to the listeners, when they after they listen to your podcast episode, they can send in their questions, because in the podcast notes there will be an email, and then they can share it with us. Sounds like a plan?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to thank you and wish you all the best during this week, and safe travels back also after. CSW is done, and all the best with everything you do, and thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on 100mile.org. or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.